everybody. What's up? This is Date Fails. I'm Kate Quigley. We are at All Things Comedy in beautiful Burbank, California. It's hot today. It's so hot out, right?
I love it.
I love it, too. It's like 85, 87 degrees and
it's like
sunny.
Living in L.A.
It's, I know. This is how it's supposed to be.
I think this is it. This is what they talk about.
I know. It's been raining so much. And every time it rains, I think we should get a discount on rent. Because I feel like you're paying for this weather. And
right.
Then when the weather sucks, I get kind of irritated. I'm like, I could be living anywhere and have this weather.
Agreed.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, I'm not going to waste any time today before introducing my guest because I can't because my co-host Tony Baker couldn't be here today. So I'm going to hop right to it. I'm so excited to have you guys, though. So I did your podcast. What was it? 2 weeks ago?
Was that 2 weeks already?
2 weeks. Yeah.
Wow. It's been a long time mm-hmm. since I've seen you all.
Right.
Well, I did their podcast. These guys have an awesome podcast called Action Junkies. You have to check out. It's spelled Junkies, though, J-U-N-K-E-E-Z. Is
yes.
that correct? Yeah, so it's spelled super fun. But I got, first of all, John Orlando, who I asked him how he wanted me to introduce him, and he said, my guess is as good as his. I feel like you're not a stand-up, but you're funny as fuck. You're like a comedic person.
Yeah, I'm funny in a room. You're funny at the dinner table, and that's where it ends. I tried it on stage. It doesn't work on stage.
Nuh-uh.
It's not funny on stage.
I don't believe you. You're so funny.
I'm going to dig up tape.
Really? You have I want to see tape of you doing stand-up.
Here's how long ago it was, Kate. It's VHS.
Are you serious?
I'm not kidding you.
The last time you did stand-up. You actually still have it on VHS?
Sadly.
How do you even play that? Do you have a VCR?
I don't. There's no reason to play it.
I kind of think everyone should. It would be cool to have a VCR still just so you could occasionally play old, like, porn on VHS.
Right? Remember
you know
scrambled
I mean?
Porn? You had to fuck with the tracking. Does Jake even know? Do you even know about that?
I do know.
I don't. I don't know anything about that.
Nothing.
All right. Well, and John, you have a very well-known father. Not well-known to me, apparently.
Right.
Because when I met John, everybody was like, do you know his dad, Tony Orlando? He's like this really famous singer. And I didn't know.
Yeah, you gotta ask your grandma.
Yeah.
Your grandma knows.
Or you can just hang out with John and he'll play it for you in your ear eventually, because that's what you did to me. You started just playing his songs.
At a poker table.
It was at a poker table.
Yeah.
That's right.
I got a funny story about that really quick. So
tell
John
it.
And I were friends, I don't know, maybe 6 months. And my mom and a number of friends were like, they made fun of me because I didn't know who his dad was. They're like, you don't know Tony? Like it was, that was the joke. And I was like, well, no, John's a good friend of mine, but should I know him? And they're like, well, no, he was big in the 70s. And like, well, I wasn't even born yet, so how would
right.
I know?
Right. Like, how are you going to know? I'm going to have to find some Tony. I keep saying Torny. I haven't had an Adderall today, so it might be a little slower than usual. Tony Orlando music to play on here. But anyway, John Orlando. And you're very handsome. For the viewers that can't see, he's very tall. Striking man.
Wow. Wait, have you been drinking in the daytime? What's
nope.
going on here?
Dead sober. I'm dead sober.
Wow.
I know.
That's
I know.
Incredible.
And I didn't even introduce Jake, who is a fabulous guest. We also just met a few weeks ago, but
right.
Jake is a UFC fighter. He's also very hot. And
thank you.
And you're welcome. And also really cool. We've gotten to hang out now a couple times, and you're cool as fuck. You're very down to earth. You don't seem like a guy that's gonna
Midwest.
It's gonna beat someone up. That's why. Because you're from where'd you say Nebraska?
Nebraska. Yeah.
Yeah, he's from Nebraska. And you have a fight coming up when?
I do April 22nd.
So soon.
I know. It's exciting.
How do you feel?
I feel great.
Do you?
It's training. It's funny because when you're training, it's just kind of like, it doesn't mean as much until you have something scheduled, you know, something to look forward to, and you're like, it's on. So it's exciting. I've been ready. It's just kind of fine-tuning now.
I'm laughing because I get that way about sex. Like, if I know there's a specific date that I know I'm going to fuck on, I'm not kidding. Then I start doing extra workouts and watching my diet more for the days leading up to that. Like, I'm training for the sex.
That's wait.
I think a lot of girls do that. Like, I won't eat that day if I know for sure, like, I'm definitely getting laid that night. I won't eat that day after, like, lunchtime.
So just out of curiosity, have you had anything to eat today?
Just a question.
Yes, I have eaten today. I'm sorry to break it to
No
you.
Game scheduled. Okay.
No game scheduled tonight. Nothing
right.
scheduled. But that's crazy. So how long? You train, like, all the time, though, right? I mean, are you just training all year?
Well, most of the year, yeah, but it's kind of just goes in waves, you know, like when you need some time off you think you need a break, like, physically, but I would say more mentally than anything. Like, once you need to take a break and get away and kind of, like, reset, at least a few weeks. You know, everybody's different, like I said, but yeah, I need a, you know, a couple weeks to kind of regroup and reset. But,
like after a fight, you mean?
Yeah, right.
Oh,
right.
Sure. I would think you would take a celebratory bit of time off, right? Because mm-hmm. you guys are like, what about right leading up to the fight? I mean, how much training, like how many hours a day are you training?
Well, training is maybe 4 to 5 hours.
Damn.
But there's a lot that goes into it because there's a lot of like strategy, game planning, there's a lot of
oh, yeah.
preparation.
Do you have meetings in like a locker room where you draw things on a board like they do in football?
We do.
I knew it.
We do. No, I mean, not necessarily in a locker room, but like, yeah, we'll get all the coaches together. We'll watch film. We'll see tendencies, you know, kind of. Prepare that way.
You watch a lot of the tape of the person you're fighting to see like what they do?
Yeah, more early on, like mm-hmm. right now, and then kind of put it away.
And then you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do the same with when you're going to be fucking? You watch a lot of tape?
Ironically, I have.
Get a game plan together, get a strategy.
You know what's so funny about that is people that listen to this show know that I dated a porn actor for a while, and it ruined porn for me completely because now I can't watch porn because sometimes I come across him. And, you know, it's
literally.
Like, yeah, and it's like the last thing I want to see, like when I'm trying to get in the mood to get off, is come across your ex fucking someone else. Like no one can relate to me at all. But now I can't watch porn.
It's over.
So I have, and I also have done research, you know, because right after the AVN Awards, there was an influx of porn guys to my DMs, you know, like all the porn guys. And so at the time I was like really single and I was like, maybe I'll give one of these guys a shot. So I started watching all their work to see like which one of these guys do I want to give a chance to? Because
right.
you can only have one. You know what I mean? I feel you can only hook up with one porn actor before it becomes, then you become the girl that fucks porn actors.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I had to choose one.
Then you're like the girl that's giving the milk for free.
I know. Yeah. I don't think guys have that stigma. Like, I think you can hook up with as many porn actors as you want.
100%.
How many have you hooked up with, John?
A handful.
Have you really?
Yeah.
How do you meet them?
How did I meet them? I mean, it's weird. I met one in traffic once.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean in traffic?
When I was 20, I met one in traffic. I was driving up Mulholland, like
uh-huh.
from the valley side.
Yeah.
Right? So we go up, and she was right next to me. In a blue, like, Nissan 240 back in the day, I remember.
Oh, that's like the Z car, right? Like the little sporty race car? Okay.
Yeah. And so we go up and over the canyon. So now we're at sunset. We both make a left, and we're on sunset, like, neck and neck going through, like, near the Beverly Hills Hotel
uh-huh.
kind of thing.
Yeah.
Finally, I get the courage to roll down. And I was in my mom's, I was home from spring break. So I'm in my mom's like turbo diesel Mercedes.
Ooh.
That sounds like a fucking big truck.
Yeah.
And she rolls down her window and I go to roll down mine. And my normal car that I had day to day was a Toyota and the window was on my left to roll down the window. So when she rolls down her window, I go to roll down my window and on the Mercedes, it's in the middle. The
hilarious.
Window. So clearly looks like I'm in fucking mom's car now, whatever.
So at least it was power windows. I thought you were going to say you had to like roll
no crank.
Down.
It wasn't a crank. Yeah. So I roll the window down. We start talking. She asked me for directions, and then that turned into lunch at Hamburger Hamlet. Remember Hamburger Hamlet used to be on Sunset where now it's a Sushi Roku.
Okay.
Across from Boa.
Wow.
Right? And so we end up over there, and I was so young and like innocent, nothing like I am now. And
right.
So I was just like, oh, this girl's so hot. She looked like Raquel Welch. Like, she was like smoking hot. Her porn name was Tori Wells, like from back in the, you'd have to.
I'm have to Google her.
And then smoking hot from back in the day.
From the 90s. 90s porn.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Where like still it was like a landing strip porn back
then.
Yeah.
Well, that's coming back, I think.
Is it?
I
no,
think so.
Don't let that come back.
I'm lasered.
Bring that back.
I'm lasered.
Okay.
I'm hair free.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't want a landing strip, do you?
No.
Some guys are into hair. It's really weird.
Yeah.
I think it's weird and gross.
That.
I don't
you
like hair.
Do
yeah. All right. So you go
so
to.
Yeah. So we go to lunch. So we sit down, and when we both parked on the street, her like it's a hatchback, her car. It looked like her whole world is in the trunk of the car. You know. So I'm like, what's like, what your car is like packed? Like, what are you doing? She says, oh, I just broke up my husband. I'm getting a divorce. And wow. I'm just now literally just moving out today, and that's all the rest of my stuff. I'm like, oh, wow. So we go and we sit down. We're in the restaurant. And so we're like going through like, what do you do? And I'm like, oh, I'm in UNLV in Vegas. I'm here on spring break, whatever. I'm actually, I was leaving that night, literally that night.
You were leaving. Leave.
Yeah, yeah. So now it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm leaving at like 8. And, you know, this is like 1990. No cell phones, no nothing.
Do you know yet that this girl does porn?
No, no.
Okay, at this
so
point,
this
all you know
is, I am,
got Pete. It.
So she said, so I said, well, what do you do? There she is.
You're
in the picture
oh,
right
thanks,
now.
Oh, thanks, Aaron.
A
my producer,
photo.
Aaron, just
that's
showed
so
us a
bad.
Photo. She looks a little like a dude in this photo. Oh, there's more. I can scroll through. Oh, that's a hot one. Look
the
at that.
Rack was
oh,
insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
no good.
She's,
come on,
that's
get a good
no
good.
One. Oh, there's her now. This is kind of great, guys, for people at home. She kind of looks like, she kind of has a little bit of a Cindy Crawford vibe
yeah,
with like curly
if,
hair.
If like what? Cindy Crawford fucked Raquel Welch.
Yeah, yeah, she's pretty.
Tori Wells.
She's cute. Okay, all right.
So
thanks, Aaron.
I say, so what do you do? And she says, oh, well, I'm an actress. And I said, oh, yeah, have you been in anything that I've seen? And she said, no, you haven't seen any of my movies. And I'm like... I'm like,
well, you didn't put it together.
I didn't put it together. I'm like, I see everything. Like, try me. Like, what were you in? She goes, well, mostly like adult stuff. I still don't get it. I'm like Terms of Endearment, like Golden on Golden Pond. Like, what do you mean? She's
on
like,
Golden
no,
Pond.
No, like adult stuff that you'd shoot in Vegas. And I'm like, I don't get it.
Casino.
And then finally, she's like, porn. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. Yeah. So I didn't even believe her. So she gets up. She goes to the bathroom, and I'm like. I'm thinking, like, this is the greatest day of my life, like, right? Like, porn star? Like, come on, how does this happen? Like, you read about this in magazines. This is bullshit.
And you're 20?
You know? Like, 20.
Wow.
You know?
What's so great is that this is before smartphones, too, so there was no way you could,
no
like,
phones.
Yeah, you couldn't Google to
yeah.
see who she was.
So she comes back from the bathroom. She's like, you're still here. I thought you were for sure you'd leave. And I'm like, why would I leave? Are
yeah.
you crazy? So we start talking, and then after dinner or lunch, whatever, she was going to... pick me up and take me to the airport.
Wow.
So I'm like, you're really going to come
damn.
Pick me up? She says, yeah, I'm really going to pick you up. I'm like, okay, you promise. Like, you're going to screw me over. Like, I'm going to miss my flight if you don't pick me up. She's like, no, I'm going to pick you up. Promise. I'll be there.
What?
So I give her the address. She doesn't show up. Doesn't pick me up.
I don't blame her. Who wants to drive to LAX? Guys don't even pick me up that I've been dating for years.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So now, so that was the end of it, right? So then this is back when you could even call and like get someone's phone number. Like you could call information. Like, do you remember that? Like, no.
So you called information, gave her porn star name?
No, she gave me her real name.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, yeah. So I actually call and her husband answers the phone.
Oh, shit.
So I never get to talk to her ever again. Fast forward 4 years later, okay? I'm at Jerry's Deli on Beverly with Larry the Legend.
Oh, yeah.
And another buddy of mine. And we're getting up to leave, and we're walking out, and my buddy says, wow, look at those girls. Look at that table at the right. Look at those girls. And I look, and who is it? It's fucking Tori Wells.
Shut up!
So I sit down, and I go, do you remember me? And I had just started doing comedy way back then.
Okay.
And she goes, you're a comedian, John Orlando. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. You remember me? And she's like, yeah. And then my friends were like, wait, you know this girl? Like, yeah. It's like, and she was there with like a couple other chicks. They just gone to like a hockey game. So they're all like you know.
No, what?
Hockey hoard out, you know?
Hockey
what I mean? Like,
hoard
yeah.
out?
Yeah, you know, like just like, you know, groupies like trying to like.
They're like
get
the girls
the
at the basketball games that sit courtside with like their tits out. Okay,
right,
got
exactly,
it. Got
right.
it.
So we exchange numbers and I end up going over to her place like the next night and just pound her out for months after that.
Are you serious?
Yeah, true story.
How was it?
Insane.
Really?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
I always
wonder. A little nerve-wracking at first, though, because you're like, oh, fuck.
I was super intimidated the first time I hooked up with the porn guy.
Right?
I was like, yeah, I'm like, he hooks up with pros all the time.
Right.
Like, I was like, I'm good, but I don't know if I'm that good. You know what I mean?
Right. But it's more stressful for the guy, trust me. Like, guy with.
Oh,
girl
for sure.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
because yeah, she's used to fucking porn guys.
Right, yeah.
yeah. Well, they're using, like, dick steroids. You can't, I mean, it's not fair to compare yourself to that.
Wait, tell me about dick steroids. No, no. We're just talking here. I'm just asking. Jake, have you heard of dick steroids?
I haven't, no.
You haven't?
No.
Okay, so from what I know from the porn people I know, because I know a lot of them
they put testosterone in their dick?
Well, I don't know what's in it, okay. But like there's one guy I know who told me straight up that he uses an injection. He said it's like a super, super fine needle, like what they use for like acupuncture. So you barely feel it. Mm-hmm. And he goes in the bathroom, he injects his dick, and then he's good to go for, you know, however long. I don't know if it's like—
Do you remember what that was called? I'm just kidding. No, we're just talking.
You're like, where do I get? I don't know. I got to find out. I should have one of these guys on here so we can get the inside scoop, because he told me about injections. Then another one of my buddies told me he uses like these Chinese herbs.
Really?
Yeah. But if you want to know about dick pills, you should talk to Brian Redband, because Redband buys all the like gas station ones and tests them out. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So shout out to Redband.
Shout out to Redband.
You guys have never used anything, not even like Viagra?
For sport fucking, I've done it.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, not for because you need it, but just for fun.
Yeah,
Jake, have you?
Jake?
No, I haven't.
Oh my God, Jake.
It's on the banned list, right? You can't even do it.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It is?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to take Viagra?
No, yeah, you saw.
They don't want you to have a raging boner during the fight?
No. Well, I think it actually does help cardio for you guys or something, right?
Something like that, yeah.
At the end of the day, it helps blood flow.
Really?
Right. Circulation, something like that.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. So how often do you have to get tested?
Well, they know, they have like your whereabouts, so they could come to your house anytime.
Okay, I was trying to figure out a timeline of like, could you do it like right after the fight? Because it's really fun. You should like to try it once.
Oh, it's, yeah.
Although it's kind of addictive, don't you think?
100%.
Yeah, because once you fuck on that, then you're like, I don't want to fuck somebody without that. There's a girl version too.
Really?
Yeah, there's like a girl, there's like, I tried one and it's kind of awesome.
You tried one?
I tried it one time, just one time.
Come on.
No, really, just one time, only once.
Come on.
No, what does it do?
I tried it once. It's just supposed to like increase the sensitivity and it's supposed to make the orgasms last longer. And I don't know. I mean, it was really fun. I was a little drunk, so I'm not sure how much. But it felt, I don't know, maybe it was a placebo, but it was a really good night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was on something, I was on something.
Really?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I haven't had sex in a while. I should stop talking about this. Let's change the subject to something.
Right. I don't know why, but okay, go ahead.
Like, let's change the subject to something. First, before we go back into talking about dating, I want to talk about this ball that Jake showed up with a gift for me called a Hypersphere. And this is really cool. It says... It's a vibrating fitness ball.
It's a fitness ball, yes.
Yeah, Well, it says vibrating on the box. I didn't make that up.
Is that the only word that you keyed in? No, I'm just kidding.
No, it says it on, but it is. It looks really cool. It does. I have a foam roller, and it looks kind of similar.
But you can't wait to hop on that thing, can you? Huh?
Actually, funny story. So when I used to train in Glendale for a long time, and actually I'd gotten one of the Vipers. It's just a foam roller, like just a regular roller with the vibrating technology in it.
Yeah.
And I got one for Rhonda when I trained with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave it to her, and she was like, I was like, yeah, you know, try it out. You know, get on it. You'll enjoy it. And she was like, really? Like, she's like, oh, I'll enjoy it, huh? And I was like, no, that's not what I was trying to sell.
Is that what she really thought you meant?
Like, roll out, you know, like. Myofascial release. I'm trying to, you know, but no,
No, it actually looks really cool. It looks like it lights up. And what does the vibration actually do? Because I use a foam roller, but what does the vibration do? It just makes it more intense.
Yeah, there's actually different, like three different settings for like lower, and then it gets more intense.
You brought this for fitness.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
IT band. You know, any sort of...
It's really cool.
It's multi-use.
I can't wait to try it. Thanks for bringing this. Hypersphere, guys. You got to check it out.
From Hyper Ice.
You know, what's funny is there's this pole dancing... I took a pole dancing class, just one time for like the workout, right? And also just because I thought it'd be like a cool thing to know how to do, you know? So, I mean, why not?
Because you never know.
You never, like, it's good to have in your bag. I like to have things in my bag of tricks that a guy goes like, oh, fuck, you know how to do that? And I'm terrible, by the way, at it. Horrible. Like, okay. I am like how white guys look when they dance is how I look when I try to do anything dance related, like really bad. But this pole company hit me up on Instagram and they offered me a pole, like a pole, like to put in my apartment.
I bet you're offered that a lot though on Instagram.
No, I'm not. I'm really not. But so I wrote them back. I was like, oh my God, I would love to have a pole. That would be a great conversation piece. When people come over, I could make everybody get on the pole, get put, you know what I mean?
Is it a black pole? Do you remember the...
It's a... What are you trying to say?
No, I was just wondering.
No, it's just, it's true. It's like a metal.
Okay, like a metal pole.
But here's the thing that I think is funny is they were like, just please make sure that when you post about it, you know, we want you to call it a fitness pole, not a stripper pole. Like, they're very adamant that it's not a stripper pole. It's for fitness. And I'm like, no problem. You know, it's fantastic. I'm going to use it all for fitness. It's going to be all fitness. But then I'm looking at their page and they've got all these photos of strippers stripping on the pole. But it's like, it's got to be called a fitness pole. So that's how I'm going to think of the pole and the hypersphere.
And the new ball.
It's all fitness. It's all about, about fitness.
Right.
Are you guys are not both single. John, you're single, right?
I'm single.
You look very intensely when you say, I'm single.
Yeah, I'm single.
How long have you been single?
Not that long, 7 or 8 years.
Were you married?
No.
You've never been married?
No one will have me. Yeah.
You've never been married?
Nope.
Can I ask your age?
Or you want to tell? 46. That's so bad, right?
No, it's not. But I'm just like, I feel that a guy that's 46 that looks like you that's never been married is probably like single for life.
Red flags.
Yeah, maybe.
Have you ever had a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So six or 7 days. No, I'm kidding. I've done 3 years, three times.
That's legit.
3 years, three times.
That is.
Yeah. Every girlfriend I've ever had cheated on me. Except
Are you
one.
Serious?
Really? I think so, yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
What am I not doing? I'm lagging something.
Maybe you're
something.
Are you fishing in the same pond? Like, what's going on?
It means you pick cheaters. You're attracted to bad women.
Bad girls?
Yeah, well, who isn't?
Nasty.
I find out, my thing is that I'm always the surprise side chick, but I never know. Like, I always date guys that I find out has a girlfriend or have a girlfriend at some point. Like, or even guys I start talking to, like, it's gotten to the point now where I have to ask on the first date. Like, I'll meet a guy on an app or whatever, and then we'll go out, and then I'll still have to be like, just to make sure you don't have a girlfriend, right?
That's hilarious.
Yeah, because I'm so paranoid
but
now.
Wouldn't you rather be the side? Like, I think I'd rather be the side guy. I'd rather be that.
Really?
Now. I think so.
Of course, because you're a dude.
Right.
Yeah, your side guy just gets all the good stuff.
Right.
All you get is the sex and no bullshit. That's it.
You guys are tough.
No, we're not.
You are.
Not all of us.
Maybe you're not, but
I probably am.
Most
I'm crazy.
Are tough.
I'm crazy. Crazy. I am. But here's the thing. No, being a side chick kind of, my problem with it is I feel bad doing that to another girl. You know what I mean?
Right. I get that.
I don't want to be that bitch that then she finds, because I'm like a girl's girl, and then if she finds out, then I feel bad. But I've done it by accident. There was a guy I was fucking that was like, the sex was so good, and I found out he had a girlfriend, and I didn't even like him that much. So that was the only time ever I was like, oh, I just want to keep hooking up with this guy.
Right.
But I couldn't even do it because I feel bad. I wish I had no morals.
Right?
You can just fuck a girl with a boyfriend, you don't care?
Yeah, I don't care.
What about you? You have a girlfriend.
I do.
So it's different. But what about when you were single?
Would I hook up with a girl that had a boyfriend?
Yeah. Do you like being a side piece?
I could have been. I don't know. Maybe. But,
you never knew?
Yeah. Have you ever been a side piece, Jake?
Not that I know of.
No?
Really?
Yeah.
Have you? Wait, are you like a relationship guy? Do you always have girlfriends? Or are you more of like a Notorious Bachelor,
yeah,
like your buddy
that.
John?
He can answer that honestly right now, sure.
No, I mean...
Why not?
I guess it depends the time of my life, but I've been more of a relationship kind of guy.
Really?
Yeah.
It's because you're from Nebraska.
I know.
John, where the fuck are you from that you're so fucked
LA.
Up?
L.A.
It's not my fault, right?
I knew it. It's us Midwesterners.
I used to be good. I used back in the when I met Tori Wells, I was a good boy.
Oh,
even
yeah.
She was a porn
she
star.
She corrupted you.
Count. No, no. Once I got burned a couple times, then all bets were off.
Really?
Like relationships were out the window?
It scarred me, yeah.
Okay.
I'm actually really surprised that after the first girl cheated on you, you ever had another. Because I feel like when you find out someone's cheating on you, that's like, it's so hard to ever trust somebody.
And it was like the first girl I ever slept with.
No.
For 3 years. Oh,
how'd you
God.
Find out?
Little
Did
Don
you walk
was broken
in on
hearted.
It?
No. So it's kind of crazy. So she lived in Vegas when I met her. So I was going to UNLV. And then she moved out to LA to model. And I transferred to Cal State Northridge. And I went to go live with my dad.
Was she the one?
I thought she was the one at the time. Yeah.
She's the first girl you ever slept with. So,
So I went to live with my dad, and she lived with my mom. so that she couldn't, because she had just moved here, and this way she wouldn't have to pay rent, kind of thing, whatever. And it was convenient because, like, my girlfriend lived with my mom. Like, it was awesome, you know? So.
Sounds awesome.
I had an answering machine in my room. This is back when you had an answering machine. And I came to my mom's one day. She was out wherever she was, not my mom, but my girlfriend. And so I played the messages, and I heard a message from the guy. Because, like, she was using my answering machine. You know what I mean? But it was kind of like.
He called, yeah.
Right.
Oh,
what'd he say?
He was like, hey, it's so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. And it was actually another celebrity kid.
Uh-oh.
Isn't that some shit?
She had a thing for celebrity
traded
kids?
Traded up for a bigger name.
Wait,
bigger,
hold on. Damn.
Bigger celeb kid's son.
Hold
Fuck
on.
That.
Hold on. Like,
now I'm pissed, Kate.
So in the 90s, this is in the 90s we're still talking about, right?
This was in 91.
How famous was your dad? Like, could you use his name to get laid? Like, are
in
we
in 91? No, I missed. So I was too young for that kind of boat.
Oh, okay. Like, I'm sorry.
He was big in the 70s. Like, if I was a 20-year-old in the 70s, whew,
you'd have cleaned up.
I mean, I'd have put up some Charlie Sheen style numbers.
Oh,
like,
my
forget
God.
It.
All right.
But why do girls care that you have, like, what does a famous parent matter? It's not like you're the famous one.
Yeah, I don't ask Scott Eastwood.
Who's that? I don't even know who that
Clint
is.
Clint Eastwood's son.
Oh. Yeah. Does he get a lot of chicks
who's he
because
dating?
Of his dad?
I don't know who he's dating. Oh. I'm just saying I know.
He's killing it.
Yeah.
Definitely killing it.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Just because his dad's Clint Eastwood?
Oh, yeah.
He's acting, too, though.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But you're kind of in that field already, you know?
Right.
I mean,
if your dad's Clint Eastwood.
You think maybe people in L.A. think, like, if I bang you, I can kind of get to his dad somehow?
I think in L.A., yeah. That's probably more the case, like, what can I get out of this? Or what can
so
you get
too.
Me? You know
so
what I mean?
So sad.
Yeah.
So weird. Well, I'm trying to, like, date on apps more. I've never done it. This is, like, my new thing is actually going on dates from apps. So I got on Bumble, which, by the way, I've talked so much shit about Bumble on here because I think Bumble is bullshit. I don't think girls should have to message first.
It makes no sense.
I hate it because it fucks up the whole, you message first, right? And then after that, somehow you're supposed to get into the position of letting him be the one to chase you, but you already had to start the shit.
Right. And what difference does it make, though? Like, what's the point of, so you message first? Like, what? Why is that such a selling point?
I don't know.
For girls?
I don't understand it. Because if the guy messages me on an app that I don't want to talk to, I just don't answer.
Right.
I don't
right.
understand. I don't know.
And you matched to begin with. So.
Right.
It's on.
Yeah.
What's the fucking problem?
My girlfriend. Mike, well, because now what we can do on Bumble is what you guys do on Tinder, which is swipe on everyone. Swipe on everyone. That's what I do. I just swipe on everyone.
Yeah, I used to do that.
Yeah, so I guess there's that, but then we can choose who to message. But you only have 24 hours to message them. Okay, here's the one good thing. You only have 24 hours to message the guy, and then he disappears.
But you have to message him first.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you don't message him, the guys get one extension a day. So
right.
they can, like, choose you. So I always wait for the guys that pick me. I don't ever message anybody till they extend
right.
on me. That's my thing. I'm like, you got to at least pick me out of all the bitches that swiped right on you, and then I'll message you.
Spend that one yeah. little special perk on me.
That's what I'm doing. So I match with this super hot guy, right? And, like, it was great because he's not in the business. He's the right age. He looked good.
What's the right age?
He's 40.
Okay.
I like guys that are, like, old enough that I feel like they're going to have their shit together.
40 and up.
You know?
Let's
I mean,
say
you
46.
Don't, but, like, in that,
Fuck.
You know what I mean? But so we match, and I even sent his photo to my girlfriend. I'm like, look how hot this guy is. I'm like, I can't believe he's on here. And then I wrote, hi. Right? That's
good
all
opening,
I write.
That's
yeah,
my favorite
I don't,
opening line.
Yeah, I don't fuck with him. I try to be creative. I don't care. So I just wrote, hi. And then you know what he wrote back? I know who you are. How do I know this isn't a joke? That was his reply. And then I...
Like he's being catfished.
Yeah, he thought I was trying to mess with him. So then I started to write like a witty reply and then he blocked me.
Wow. What?
I know. So I never got to talk to him.
Well, if you're listening, dude, listen. Hit her up on Twitter.
I mean,
slide into those DMs and
no,
you're in.
No,
she hasn't had sex in months.
Forget it, because here's the thing. If some guy can't handle all the jokes and shit that I pose, he's got,
he
I mean,
it,
it's not
right.
going to work out anyway. You know what I mean?
I feel like, and do guys, like, is it hard for guys, like, being a comedian and somebody, like, in the spotlight like you are? I imagine that's kind of hard.
It's almost impossible to date. I can't find any guy to date. Like,
because they're insecure?
Well, I mean,
or their insecurity will come out.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I mean, I always think they're fine with it, but it also is hard for me too because I'm nice. So like, it's hard to filter as a comic. You don't want to filter your jokes, right, or your posts or any of that stuff. But then when I'm dating someone, I'll notice that I'll start to be like, ugh. If I post this, is it going to make him jealous? It's going to hurt his feelings. It's gonna... And then when I start thinking about that, I start to get less creative. So I have to date guys that either aren't on social media or really get that it's all just jokes and like they can't get jealous. But mm-hmm. that's hard to find.
I understand jokes and I deleted Tinder and Bumble. I'm just telling you a little bit more about me, Kate. Just a little bit more about me. I mean, no longer on Tinder, no longer on Bumble. That's a fact.
That's a big thing, John.
That's documented on our podcast.
That's a big stuff.
Why did you delete all the dating
apps? I
didn't
believe him.
Because I realized it never ends. It took me 5 years to figure this out on Tinder. But it doesn't end. Because, and not that I want a girlfriend, but there's no shot at ever having a relationship if you're on Tinder or Bumble. Because it doesn't end. So, okay, so you match with someone. He's great. You go on a couple dates, right? You're liking the guy, and then you get back on Tinder, you're on Bumble, just boredom, whatever, and then you're still swiping, and then you're talking, and everything's new, and then it never, how does it end?
I think it's different for guys, because to be honest with you, and this is probably stupid, I mean, all my girlfriends say I'm stupid for this, which they're right, but if I meet somebody, I'm really interested in them.
You shut it down.
I don't shut it down on purpose. I'm just so busy. I can't deal with a bunch of guys. So if I like one or two, I just talk to that one or two until that kind of fizzles out. I don't keep the rotation.
Yeah, you're right. It's different for guys.
I know. And I'm trying to learn to keep a rotation, but it's so much work.
Don't. If you do, you can't have a... It will never lead to a serious
Yeah,
anything.
But the problem is guys keep the rotation. So what happens is I don't keep the rotation. I let guys fall off, but the guy keeps the rotation. So then he becomes the one in the position of power, and then I'm over here like more into him.
Or
yeah.
Not.
Yeah. So I'm trying to – you got to keep a rotation. So maybe – I don't know if – but you can keep a rotation of real people that aren't from apps.
Fuck, I think I got to download Bumble and Tinder again.
I take it back.
You guys talk. I'll be back in a minute. I'll be back.
I don't know.
Go on the fucking phone
Jake,
here.
How did you do it? How did you find a girl? How did you guys meet?
Well, we met through a mutual friend.
Oh, that's right.
So, yeah. She's from Arizona, so also not from here.
That's good.
Which was kind of a prerequisite for me.
Yeah.
Can't be from here.
And she's not in show business, which I think is kind of awesome.
It is. It kind of is. Like, just because, you know how it is. It's just, it's tough.
Yeah, I think it's cool that I think it's good for just one person to at least be in the spotlight. Like, I can date someone in show business, but I'd rather them be behind the camera. You know what I mean? Like, it's too much when there's two people in front of the camera. Not that you're like an actor, but it's kind of the same thing.
It's the same.
You're still a public brand.
Right. And I feel like maybe if you're both in the spotlight, does it get like you start competing or is it just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess I don't know.
So that's cool. And you have a kid, right?
I do.
Wait, you have a son, right?
I have a son, yes.
How old is he?
He's like 1.5.
Do you already think about, like, do you think about what you're going to talk to him about, like, dating-wise, or what you're going to tell him about, like, the birds and the bees talk?
No, to be honest, no. But
Uncle John will take care of it. Don't worry. I got
that's
you, Jake.
Frightening. Jesus, please keep John away.
I know, I never even thought about that until you brought it up, though. I'm like, wow, that's...
Really?
That's, yeah. Well, it's... Went in due time, but
and when you have a son, I think it's you don't really need to worry about. It's when you have a girl.
Are you crazy? What if he knocks somebody up?
Dead silence. I don't know. Fuck.
I mean, I just like
lighten up, Kate. Jeez.
I think I'm sorry. I know this
freaking
just got
me
so
out.
Serious. No, but I mean, like, it is interesting because boys, girls are more promiscuous than ever. And your kid, I mean, I've seen what your girl looks like. And you're hot. She's hot. You're probably going to have a hot kid. He's going to be pulling a lot of tail, you know? So you have to warn him.
I know.
Yeah.
We'll definitely have to have some serious conversations.
Why don't you tell her? You got another one coming.
I do.
You do?
Yep. I do.
I love that you just made him announce that.
Like that? Yes. Oh, shit. Was that not for public consumption?
You, no.
I'm sorry. Fuck. Let's break some news on this show, damn it. Come on, Jake.
You're
going
to get
in
so much trouble. Please tell me it's public. Please tell me it's public.
It is now.
Oh, my God. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
And here's even better news. Jake's the dad. So that's cool, too. You know?
Yay!
Round of applause for Jake.
Well done.
Yeah.
Very viable sperm. Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
he's got some swimmers, you know?
How often do you get punched in the balls when you're fighting? Or
Ooh.
Kicked or kneed?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I thought about viable sperm, and that's just where my brain went.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Not real often.
Really?
Not real often. I mean, you wear a cup, but not real. I mean, just depends.
That's all I think about when I watch. Like, I was at the UFC fight. I went to my first UFC fight last weekend.
How was it? What did you think?
Okay, super duper fun. I had so much fun. I got really into it, except I went to see my friend fight. That was hard to watch. It's weird when you know the
right.
person.
Oh, like, it's brutal.
I don't think I would want to. I mean, I would watch you, but the whole time I'd be like cringing. Like, it's, yeah, it's just scary. And that's what I was going to say. There was one point in one of the fights, somebody had a guy's leg like up in the air. Like he grabbed his leg and was holding onto it. And all I could think was like he had a straight shot to his nuts, like could hit him right in the nuts. But that's not allowed, right?
No, not legal.
Okay. Because that's all I could think. I was
but
like,
it
I would freak the fuck out.
But here's the thing. People still do it. Like,
really?
Or, for example, like, and you might not even know this, but there's fighters that will actually turn into a kick to take a shot in the nuts to get a break. Because you actually get 5 minutes if you get kicked in the cup. So there's, you know, if we're fighting and I know you're going to inside leg kick me and I kind of turn so you kick me in the cup, that's, you get a break. Guys will do that when they're tired.
That's brilliant.
Right? doesn't that kill?
It's definitely uncomfortable.
But how much does the cup really absorb?
Well, it kind of like just defers it around, you know, so it's not directly.
Uh-huh. It kind of like it moves the shock
out.
Wow.
I would say like knees are what'll really affect you.
I'm going to start watching for that now when I watch the fights. Like, was that do you really get hit in the nuts or is that, do you ever fake getting hit? Like, if somebody kicks you real close to the cup, you kind of.
Oh, people do it all the time.
Really?
All the time.
When they kick you, don't you want to kick them back? Like, I'm surprised more of you guys don't just retaliate. Like, fuck you.
Like, kick for kick kind of
Yeah.
thing? Yeah. I mean, it happens a lot. Or they just, you get pissed off and fire back. Yeah.
I feel like that's probably when the most like mistakes would happen too, though, when you just get like enraged and
right.
then you stop thinking and you mm-hmm. just yeah.
You know,
I want to fight. I think it'd
Do
be
you?
Fun. When I was a kid, I took karate. I mean, I don't want to fight. Listen, I don't want no one attack me. Like, I don't want to get punched in the face. If I was a UFC girl, I'd be like, can we not punch in the face, just body only? But I took karate when I was a kid, and I used to fight in karate tournaments. All the time. I beat up my brother. But here's the thing. All I would do, the referee, I don't remember, the guy in the middle, as soon as he said go, I would just start kicking and punching and not stop. I would not stop. I would just keep kicking and punching.
I love it.
Until the guy would run out
That's
of the ring.
That's a good strategy.
That's all I would do. I mean, I don't know if I had any form, really. But I still like to go to the gym and just punch the bag. You know what I mean? It's just fun.
Get some aggression out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Release some of that tension that's built up.
Exactly. I know it's so bad. Well, I have sex plans for this weekend.
Do you?
Isn't that weird to have sex plans?
No, I like to tell us about it.
I hit up my ex because I just haven't had sex
a
in
recycle?
So long.
Recycle?
I had to.
You've
I was
gone
like,
this
I just,
long, you're going for a recycle?
I have to.
Are
I don't know what to
me?
Do. I need to just fuck somebody before I make a mistake.
Unreal. I'm in town this weekend.
No, I'm just making a mistake.
I was gonna go to Vegas, but I'm in town.
I know it'll be good with him. You know what I mean? And
right.
it's like I'd rather know that I'm gonna get something good than
I fucked a porn star when I was 20. It's gonna be good. I'm just saying.
Tell me about you. What do you like in bed? Are you into like rough sex?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question about this.
Okay.
I have a question because I'm really into rough sex too, okay?
Kill me.
People know.
You're lucky the fight is between us right now.
But so here's my question because there's one guy I would hook up with who's really into leaving marks. Are you into leaving marks?
Like on the neck? Like
wow,
from biting?
Marks.
No, we're just talking.
No, but do you leave marks? Do you know what I mean? Like some guys are really into that.
Like a hickey? Like
a bruise?
Like. Some bruises
or
and stuff.
From like beating you?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
You don't leave marks?
I don't want to leave marks. I mean, sometimes they happen. It's just kind of collateral damage. Right?
What about you? You're a fighter. You probably leave marks.
Sometimes.
Okay.
He's got to be careful though because he's a fighter. I think he's got to like be overly cautious.
Right?
Like he's not brought up on charges
yeah,
and shit.
Yeah. It's
right?
like it's like the Beast in Beauty and the Beast. Like
right.
he would accidentally hurt you.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Sure. Yep.
That's
yeah.
true. But so here's my question. So if you're single, and you are single,
right.
and you hook up with a girl, and she still has marks from somebody else.
Love it.
You don't care?
No.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think most guys would care.
Yeah, we don't
care. Oh, God.
Or the girl would be like, I fell down the stairs. You know, they're not going to say
that's it. What I do. I lie.
I fell. Right. Do you?
Like how many girls would be honest and be like, that was from this last guy. He was crazy.
Well, sometimes you can tell. Like, what if it's a handprint?
Ignore my knees. Yeah.
You know, that's what I was wondering. Because my ex, he's really into leaving marks.
Really?
Yeah, but then that's part of the reason I stopped hooking up with him. Because I always was like, I can't date anybody else if you leave marks. Then what if I meet a great guy I have marks?
Where are the marks just out of?
Just wherever.
Well, just give us an example instead
of just
being so vague.
You know, I'm embarrassed.
So oh.
Like, you know, anywhere. Like your ass, your leg. Okay. Mostly leg and ass.
All right.
So not anywhere anyone would see unless, you know what I mean?
Right.
I always say too much on this
video. He doesn't like smack you in the face when he's drilling you.
Not hard.
Oh.
Yeah. You don't do that at all? I feel like girls are into that.
Yeah.
All right.
Why do you think I brought it up?
I got a crazy story.
Tell it.
It's a guy that I've been friends with. He lived in Vegas during this time, and he had a party at his house, and he's a fighter. And, you know, he had a big party, connected with this girl. They ended up hooking up, and she had a boyfriend, but he didn't know that. And so, of course, I assume she was drunk and like did the whole like regret, you know, I shouldn't have done that. And so her boyfriend, I don't know, somehow she told him or something, he found out, but she had told him that she was raped.
Oh,
because she didn't want to admit that she cheated on him.
Holy shit.
She's like, no, I didn't consensually have sex with him, but he raped me. And so then he actually got arrested and got locked up for it.
No way.
Right, yes.
Oh my God. I hate this girl.
I know.
He went to jail?
He did.
Is he still locked up?
No, not anymore. But
is he a current fighter right now today?
No, not anymore.
Okay.
That's insane.
Yeah, like she totally got caught red-handed.
So you're saying be very careful leaving marks.
Yeah. Well, it's just like, I mean, I guess that could happen to anybody, you know what I mean? Consensual, unconsensual, it's like
that's,
drinking's involved. I don't, you know, she's embarrassed. She doesn't want to get caught cheating. And
that's so crazy. Scary for guys, though, that like it's that easy if a girl says it.
I'm going to lighten up on the choking now. Now you got me all freaked out, Jake. Fuck.
You should lighten up on that anyway, because I always worry, like, what if you accidentally kill someone?
Oh, you just push him to the edge.
Shove him off the bed.
It's harder to kill somebody than you'd think.
Yeah. Is it?
Not that I've killed him. I'm just saying.
It's, you just, would know.
They just pass out. I mean, I heard.
I've never had, whenever a guy chokes me, I always fake that I can't breathe way before I actually can't breathe. So he lets go. Because I'm scared I'm going to die.
Like you're going to black out.
Really?
Yeah, I don't want to black out. I want to remember everything.
What else do you fake when you're in bed? Kate, anything else you want
to
get
out? No, I do not.
Chest?
I used to fake orgasms if it was bad just to get out of there. I don't anymore because I think guys need to learn when they're
right,
bad
it's like,
in
hey,
bed.
Fuck you. You either know how to bring it or you don't, dude.
It's so depressing, though. So many guys are terrible in bed. It really is bad. I feel like that guys should take workshops. You know what I mean? Put some work in, because a lot of guys think they're good and they're really, really,
right.
really awful.
Just like I know a lot of guys think they're funny and they're not.
Yeah, it's like, like that. John, what you're looking at him like, who are you talking about?
I wasn't talking about John. I wasn't talking about you.
No, John, you're super funny.
Shot? I thought it was another
no,
shot.
No.
Take shots, me. Jake. It's okay.
How did you guys meet?
Craigslist.
Awesome. Yeah. Fantastic.
mutual friend introduced when I used to. You were actually on the app, or you almost were on an app that I was a partner in called Hang With. It was like Periscope.
I was
before
on it
Periscope,
very briefly.
Right.
You were a partner in that.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so my friend introduced me to Jake and Jake's manager, and we got Jake on there for a little while, and blah blah blah. And
you guys
I had
have
a lot of stock in Hang With.
You did for real?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Well, he still does. It's just useless.
Oh, well.
It's useless. Anything else you want to talk about?
I thought it seems like you guys have known each other forever. Like, you seem like brothers.
Yeah, it's been like a while now. 5 years?
6 months?
No.
Nice.
I'm joking.
So do you guys have, like, any awful date stories? Worst date ever? Worst sex? Terrible?
Oh, God. Yeah, all of the above. I got it all. What do you want to know?
I got it all.
Tell me one.
Worst date ever?
Yeah.
It's kind of long.
That's fine.
All right. So this was maybe in 2002 or 2003. It was when the Palms was the spot.
In Vegas?
In Vegas,
okay.
Yeah. So whenever that was, 02, 03, something like that.
Yeah.
So I'm at a holiday party here in L.A. And I see this girl that I know that owns like a promo modeling agency. Yeah. And so she introduces me to this hot girl standing next to her. Well, okay, let me not lie. I walked up to her to say hi. I didn't really care about seeing her. I was like, I need to meet the girl that she's talking to, right? Mm-hmm. So she introduced me to this girl. We hit it off, totally click. She was funny, hot blonde, good body, whole nine yards, right? Get her number. And this is 2 weeks before Christmas, okay? So we talk every day, texting, you know, back and forth, blah, blah, blah. And she lives in Portland. Or she's from Portland, but she lives in Vegas.
Okay.
Now. Okay, but she went back to Portland for the holidays, right? So I said, well, what are you doing New Year's? She says, oh, well, I'll be back in Vegas. I'm like, oh, I'm going to Vegas New Year's with like a bunch of people. She says, well, why don't you come a day or two early and we can go to dinner and like hang out? You know, when a girl says hang out, it means fuck. That's code word for fuck.
No, it doesn't.
100%. If you ask a girl, hey, what'd you do last night? And a girl says, oh, I was just with my friend hanging out. It means I was drilling some guy.
Absolutely not. No, it does not. It
Bullshit.
Does not. I ask guys if they want to hang out all the time. I just mean hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, Kate. If you
insist. I guess it just depends.
Okay, well.
If you've already fucked them, then it's code for fuck. But if you haven't fucked yet and you're just like, we should hang out and get a drink sometime, that's just hang out.
Friends.
Or it's an invitation to fuck.
I don't think so.
Yes.
But go on. Okay. So you're expecting her to fuck you is what you're saying.
100%.
Because she used the words hang out.
Of course. Oh. And come a day early. Mm-hmm. You know, read between the lines, people.
Did she say you can stay at my place?
Yep.
All right, then maybe that's okay. Probably she's going to fuck
you. Also, we had photos flying back and forth.
Oh, you sexted?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you didn't say that.
Yeah, all right. Well,
then, yeah, obviously.
I start sexting around the third text.
I don't sext anymore before a guy sees me naked because I found that if you sext too soon, sometimes they lose interest. It's true, because they're like, eh, seen it. On the if that, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Especially, yeah. It's true. It's happened to me.
Hmm.
But go on.
All right. So I go in early. We go to dinner. It's great. Go back to her place. It's great. Now the next night is New Year's Eve, right? So I'm going to Tryst at the Wynn, like Tryst. I'm staying at the Palms, but I'm going to Tryst for like New Year's Eve. It was like when Tryst kind of first opened or whatever, you know? And oddly enough, I'm going to be at Tito Ortiz's table because I had a buddy that was friends with Tito.
Okay.
Okay. So her deal was she was going to be working a party as like a
promo girl
or whatever for the Maloofs, who owned the Palms at the time, and she was going to meet up with me afterwards. So earlier that day, I call her just to make sure we're still on for tonight. It's like 2 o'clock. I said, what are you doing? She says, oh, I'm on my way to the Palms right now. And I'm like, oh, I'm at the Palms. She's like, yeah, I have to come because they shut the strip down at 6, so I got to come and like I'll just get ready in the bathroom. I'm like, oh, well, you could put your stuff in my room if you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's like, well, I've got a couple friends. I said, well, I actually have the room right next to me because I had a buddy that was coming that canceled, but his room was already paid for. So the room's just literally going to sit empty. If you want, put your friends in that room, put your stuff in my room. I'll give you keys to both rooms and we're good to go. She's like, okay, great. So she comes, we kind of pass in the hallway, I do the key handoff. I'm going to dinner early anyway, so now she's got a key to my room. Her friends weren't even there, but she's got a key to my room with her stuff. And the crazy thing is, I don't do that kind of shit.
Hang on, you've never met her in person?
No.
I'm sorry, you did meet.
Yeah, we just did.
You did meet,
right.
Okay.
So, still, even then.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't do that kind of shit. Like, I'm total OCD, like.
You don't just give someone a key to your room.
Fuck no.
You barely know this chick, right?
Right, but just banged her the night before.
Got it.
So I'm like, eh, it's all right now, right? We're almost dating at that point, right?
Not really.
No,
okay.
I know, but yeah. Anyway.
You know, prostitutes steal things.
Yeah. Where were you in 02, Kate, when I needed you?
Yeah.
So I go to dinner, go to Tryst. Now it's like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I get a text from her. What are you doing? I'm done working. I said, we're at Tryst. Come on over. Then my phone rings. She's calling. I'm at Tryst, New Year's Eve, 1 a.m., out of my mind.
Yeah.
You know, drinking, little whatever else goes on in Vegas. Just out of my mind. Let's just leave it at that, okay? Can't take a phone call in a fucking nightclub.
No.
Like,
no.
Good luck. So I sent her a voicemail, and I said, hey, I'm in the club. It's too loud. You know, text.
Yeah.
She calls again. Voicemail again.
What the fuck?
She keeps calling. Finally, I answer. And it's just like noise on the phone. Like, I can't even understand anything she's saying. So I'm like, I can't understand you. I'm hanging up. Just text. So she says, I'm done working. The cab line's too long. I'll never get there. So I said, this is all text. I said, put $20 in your hand, go to the front of the cab line, slip it to the fucking guy. I'll give it back. Text me when you get here. And I'll give it back to you, you know, when you get here.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't want to do that. She writes, send me a limo.
Oh, shit. Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm like, send you a limo. First of all, it's New Year's Eve, 1 a.m.
Where am I going to get a limo?
It can't be done. Like, it doesn't exist. Like you can stumble into a limo outside the hotel, but there's no calling the limo service at 1 o'clock in the morning.
From the club, right.
That's not happening. Mm-hmm. Like, no. You know. So she says, she writes, you're a dick. I'm like, what is wrong with you? Like, just get here. Like, you'll be fine. Get here. Ask my buddy Jesse, you know, at the door, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You'll be all set. Bring whoever you want. I gotcha.
Yeah.
I don't care who you come with. Just get here. She keeps calling, going crazy. So finally, I turn my phone off because I'm like, she's ruining my whole fucking buzz, you know?
Oh my God. But she has a key to your room.
She has a key to my room.
And you turn your phone off.
Yeah. Well, I'm like, look, I wrote, like, just all you gotta do is get here, ask for Jesse, tell me you're with me, you're good to go.
So what happened?
4 a.m. hits, club's closing, go outside, turn on my phone, and it's like, 42 voicemails, full, text after text, just like anger. So I call her. I'm like,
oh God.
What is up? She's like, you're ruining my New Year's, blah, blah, blah. She's like, well, what are you doing now? I said, we're all going to the Crazy Horse. It's a strip club. It's like a group of girls and guys. Like, it's almost like after hours. Like, it's not like a bunch of guys going to a strip club to get dance. I mean, sure, that's going to happen, but it's like a group of guys and girls. Like, mm-hmm. chill out, lady, you know? So I'm like, come meet me at the Crazy Horse, bring whoever you want. It'll be fun. She says, I don't want to do that. I'll just see, when are you going to be back to the room? I'm like, it's New Year's Eve. I don't know. Like, I'm flying right now. I'm like, I couldn't tell you. I don't know when I'm coming back. Like, I'm not punching a clock. Like, I'm here with 10 people. Like, what do you want me to do? So she says, I'm just going to go back to the room. I'm like, okay. We get to the Crazy Horse. I'm there 10 minutes. And I start to feel guilty. So I tell everybody, I'm just going to go. I'm just going to go to the Palms. Like, this chick's like freaking out on me, whatever. So I get in a taxi. I'm headed to the Palms. She sends me a text that says, thanks a lot, asshole. You ruined my night. I just left. I'm like, I write back, you just left? Like, I'm in a cab. Yeah. Like, I see the Palms. Like, I'm almost there. Like, come back. Like, don't go. You know, because I'm like, I'm trying to get it in.
Of course.
Again, right?
Yeah.
New Year's Eve.
Of
Kate?
Course.
Good
of
God.
Course. I get it.
You've been there,
it.
Jake. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... I get it. You can't incriminate yourself anymore. I got it, Jake. It's all right.
All right.
So I get to the fucking Palms. I go up to the room. I walk into my room, and somewhere along the line in the previous 2 weeks, I must have told her, like, I'm OCD. Like, when I get to a hotel room, I have to unpack immediately. Like,
really?
Everything's straight. I'm very neat.
Oh, my
Kate,
God.
Keep that in mind. I'm very neat. I'm very well kept. Very well groomed.
Got it.
Okay. So I walk into my room, and it looks like the FBI just fucking tossed the room looking for evidence.
Shit.
Like, the lampshade's crooked.
The
all the drawers are open. Clothes are on the floor. Hangers are on the floor. Closet doors open. Like, it's a fucking a suitcase. Like, just... like
holy
up, like,
shit.
Yeah, I'm like, motherfucker. So I'm like, can't deal with this. I gotta pee. So I go in to pee, and while I'm peeing, my toothbrush is in the toilet. Okay, I look on the mirror, and she wrote on the mirror lipstick. You're no stranger writing on the mirror in a bathroom, are you, Jake?
Before.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, we'll tell you that story later. But it says like "Happy New Year, asshole," and she draws like a dick on the fucking lipstick. So yeah, in lipstick. Yeah, yeah. So now I'm like, fuck, I can't deal with this right now. I'm not saying I took pills, but I'm just saying if I did, they're wearing off at this point. Okay,
oh,
Kate,
shit.
That's all I'm saying. Everything that I've done
is no longer
working.
Right.
Okay? So I'm like, I'm just going to climb into bed. I can't fucking do it. I pull the fucking bed down.
Oh, no.
By the way, there's a room service cart in there, 2 bottles of fucking Dom.
Of course.
And like strawberries, chocolate, caviar, just charged to the room. Fucking whore. Anyway.
Ordered everything, huh?
Ordered everything. Yeah.
This is why you don't let strangers have a key to your room.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Lesson learned. I got it now, okay? So I'm like, I'm just going to deal with this in the morning. So I pull the fucking sheets down. Her panties are there, and she poured the whole bottle of champagne.
Oh, my. I kind of love this girl now.
Wow.
Right?
That's some crazy fucking shit.
Brutal.
Wow. Only one bed? She had to sleep in a puddle of champagne.
No, so then I'm like, I wonder if they're next door with her friends. So I'm like, I went into that room. No one was there. No one had ever been there. So I went to bed in that room, fall asleep, wake up 10 a.m. to someone banging on my door right next door, which is her, screaming, "John Orlando, open this motherfucking door."
Holy
She's
shit.
Freaking out. I'm like, I'm scared.
Oh,
I'm
my
actually
God.
Scared. I'm like shaking. I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do? So finally I open the door like with the deadbolt, you know, I'm like, well, I won't say her name, but whatever. I'm like, hey, you know, I'm down here. She comes up. She's like, open this door. I'm like, you're out of your fucking mind. Like, what are you talking about? Like, you're crazy. You threw my toothbrush in the toilet. For some reason, that was what I keyed in on. Like, toothbrush in the toilet.
That's pretty bad.
That's
was
where
it,
I draw the line.
Was it an electric toothbrush or just a regular toothbrush?
No, it was just a regular Oral-B right, well, Soft.
That's better.
Oral-B Soft Blue, you know?
But here's the thing. Now that you saw she's this fucking crazy,
couldn't
it
would have
made me
want to
fuck her again. Yeah,
100% exactly. And did.
Yeah. It was probably better after all that,
yeah,
too, because
there's
like that
later.
Hate sex.
Yeah. Once
oh,
we got, yeah, we got over the, yeah, we had to get over that craziness.
Are you kidding
and
me?
And then I gave her a second chance.
Why did she go
what?
So, just so crazy on
She's, when she drinks, oh. Craziness.
Wow.
Wait, can we get to the more important question, which is, I thought you were going to say... I eventually banged her on that trip. Like, finally, she calmed down, and then
no,
I fucked.
No.
You actually fucked this girl 3 months later?
Yes.
This is proof that guys will always fuck you no matter how insane you are. That's, I can't yeah. believe you gave her another chance.
I did.
She put your toothbrush in the toilet. What did she say to you 3 months later that made you like...
She stalked me literally monthly.
Oh, well, that makes sense
then. This is back in the... So I ended up being nice to her. This was when MySpace was a thing. That's how long ago. Okay? And I was so afraid. I was like, I have to be nice to this girl because she'll start emailing chicks on MySpace and she knows everybody.
She was stalking you.
Yeah.
And you were like, you know what's a good idea? To let my stalker date me.
A man gets weak sometimes, Kate.
Oh,
you understand?
No.
You can't stop looking at the green ball that vibrates because it's been so long for you, Kate.
I mean, I will admit that I will go back to exes that I know are terrible for sex because I feel like it's that whole thing of like the enemy you know is better than the enemy
right.
you don't know. But I would never fuck a stalker or crazy fan.
Yeah, you don't have a dick, Kate. Explain
oh
this to her, Jake.
God.
I mean, the ass was just
That's
so
it?
Good.
Jake, have you ever gone out with a stalker?
No. Stalker, no. I've had some crazy messages or DMs.
What's the craziest DM you've ever gotten?
Just pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They just send photos, no words?
No words.
Do you think they're real girls or do you think they're like prostitutes or webcam girls?
No,
or something?
No. This one was real. That's from San Diego.
That's so crazy.
Like, yeah.
Was she hot?
At first, it was just a bunch of pictures, and I'm kind of like, wow, that takes a lot of courage to do. And then she'd be like, come to San Diego, like blah, blah, blah. And I'm, oh, my God, no.
I mean, the thing is, you can't blame the girls because it's like I was saying this to you before. I feel like MMA, it's like the closest thing to like Gladiator.
Right.
I mean, basically, it's like the guys in there are like, you are the ultimate guy in the ring. It's like a primal instinct for women
Game
to want to bang
right?
those guys.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, totally.
Real life Game of Thrones.
Same
Jake Ellenberger,
with football.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, yeah, you are. Really, Jake, do you have any like awful, awful date stories that you can remember from before you were with child, shacked up?
Yeah, give me a minute. I'll come back.
That you can tell. I'm trying to think of. I have a great, awful New Year's Eve date story. This
really?
Is, yeah, the worst fucking New Year's Eve ever. Since
was
you
it
told
a first date?
No, it was a boyfriend. It was an actual
boy.
It was how the relationship ended, actually, was a New Year's Eve date. So guy that I was dating, I think we'd been dating, I want to say about 6 months or so. And then it was New Year's Eve. He wanted me to come to Chicago with him for New Year's Eve. And I was like, why not? His family lived there. I'd never met his family. So I was like, all right, it's kind of a big deal. I guess I'll go. So I get a plane ticket to Chicago. And then like as it gets closer to New Year's, he starts kind of backpedaling on it. He's like, you know, you might be kind of bored there. I'm going to be hanging out with my family a lot. And he's like, I can tell he's trying to get out of it.
Right.
And I'm like, well, I already bought the ticket. And I mean, I went to school in Chicago. I have friends to hang with there. Like, I want to come. Plus, it's like New Year's Eve. I'm like, I like to have sex on New Year's Eve because they say whatever you're doing at midnight on New Year's Eve is what you'll be doing for the rest of the year.
I love it.
Yeah, so I'm like, I want to be fucking on a pile of money. Like, that's my midnight plan, right? So I
what a plan. It's
right? You should do plan. That. Do that. Yeah. It's important.
I'm not even a planner, but I like that plan.
Thank you. So, all right, I go. I still go, even though I'm pretty sure he doesn't want me to. I get there, and I pretty much realize right away, like, why he didn't want me there, because we're staying with, like, one of his buddies from college in this really nice house with a bunch of other guys, and I realize real quick they're, like, a frat. Their plan had to be to, like, go out and just, like, try to score tons of pussy, right?
For sure.
But now I'm there. So New Year's Eve.
I think you're, like, the
I'm going to, like, ruin it. Yeah. I'm, like, the third wheel almost, right? So
maybe. I mean, have you seen Gang Bang 43? No. We're just talking. Go ahead.
Yeah. That guy wasn't into that. Neither am I, okay. By the way. So, so New Year's Eve comes. We have a party at the house. We all get super fucked up, right? Midnight hits, and then we drink there till like 1 a.m. Now, all the guys want to go to this like warehouse rave type party down on the south side of Chicago. I'm not a raver. And at the time, I'd never even done any drugs. I only drank. So like I really wasn't.
At the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I'd never done like Molly, Coke, nothing, right? So they're like, let's go to this party. So I'm trying to talk the guy. I'm like, let's just stay here. They're all leaving. We can fuck. Let's just stay here. And he's like, look, I'm here. I want to see my friends. We're going to this party. Like, that's why I came.
Ew.
Yeah, so I'm like, all right, we'll go. So we go out. It's like negative 30. It's freezing in Chicago. I'm in like
brutal.
This little dress. Right. And we go to this party. We walk into it. I'm not exaggerating. We're going up the stairs. I have to step over. There's a girl on the stairs who's like foaming at the mouth. This party, by the way, was in like the grossest alley, like warehouse. It seems so sketchy. I climb over a girl who's ODing on the way up the stairs. And I'm like to all the guys, I'm like, is she okay? And they're like, she'll be fine. She'll be fine. She probably did too much blow. Like, no one cares. Everyone's,
yeah. Wow.
We get inside the party, and it's like my worst nightmare. It's like really loud club music. There's like glow sticks and like black lights, and it's just there's haze. You can't see like 10 feet in front of you. And immediately I lose everyone, right? So I don't know what's happening. So then I can't even find my boyfriend. And then this really gross guy right away starts hitting on me, like, really aggressively. And then I was like, I'm here with someone. He's like, oh, yeah, well, where is he? You know, all gross. And then I'm like, I don't know. And he's like, well, if he's not with you, he's a piece of shit. And then I started crying. I started crying because I was so drunk. And I was like, I don't know why he left me. I don't know why I came here. And then I found my boyfriend. I wandered the party till I found him. And then I was like, listen, I don't want to be here. This party is bullshit. Everybody's fucked up. I just want to have sex. Let's just go get a fucking hotel room and fuck. And then he goes, we don't even have good sex. I just want a party. That's what he said.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And I
this
was.
This is in front of everybody.
Well, no one could hear it because we're in a. It was really loud.
I was picturing
loud.
Like in the movies when the music stops and he says that. Like.
No, God, I would kill myself. He said, we don't even have good sex, which, by the way, wasn't true. We had like such good sex. And I was like, you're a fucking piece of shit. And he was like, fuck you. I'm sick. We get in this huge fight in this party. I threw my drink in his face, which I've never done. It was really, that felt
nice.
Really good.
That's yeah. Kind of fun, right?
Yeah, but then I left the party because I'm all in a huff, right? I'm like, fuck him. I'm out of here. I'm not putting up with this shit. You make these moves sometimes, and then the minute you walk outside, you realize this
now
is
what?
A bad idea. It's New Year's Eve. It's like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm in the south side of Chicago in a hot dress in a
degrees.
Dark alley. Yeah. Waze wasn't invented yet. I had to call a taxi, and I didn't even know where I was. So
you don't
like,
want
to
bang one of his friends?
No.
Just for like, fuck you, dude.
No, so I'm out in this alley, and I don't know. I'm just walking the street, and then this car pulls up, and this guy was like, what are you doing? It's dangerous out here. It's cold out here. And I was like, yeah, I just broke up with my boyfriend. I don't know. I live in L.A. And the guy was like, let me give you a ride somewhere. And I was so drunk. I was like, that'd be great. I just take me to like the cheapest hotel. So I get in this guy's car. Thank God he was like a nice guy. I don't know why he was out alone on New Year's Eve. I never thought about that till just now. But he dropped me off at Travelodge on the south side of Chicago. So that, which is like, if you don't know Travelodge, that's the one with the little neon bear. There's like a little neon bear. And I walk into this room And I swear to God, it was like a travel lodge. Like the travel bear exploded. It was, the room had travel bears all over it. The lampshade was travel bears. The bedspread was travel bears. The wallpaper, there was like 8,000 teddy bears.
Branding.
All over the room. And I spent my New Year's Eve, like that's how I spent my New Year's Eve, alone in the travel lodge with, I ordered.
Drinking boxed wine.
Yeah, I literally got cheap wine from the front desk. And the best part is the front desk guy, I was like, this is the worst fucking New Year's. I just broke up with my boyfriend. I'm paying for this shitty hotel. And the guy said to me, don't worry, the travel bear never tells. I'll never forget. That's what he said. And that was it. And then the next day, I got a flight and I went home. And I got food poisoning on the flight. I had food poisoning. That was the ultimate date fail. I forgot all about that story till just now.
I didn't think my story could be topped, and you just stopped it. 100% you topped it.
But you know the best vindication? That guy still hits me up all the time. He's like, I fucked up so bad. And I'm like, yep, fuck you, motherfucker.
He still hits you up for bad sex. Yeah.
No, he hits me up every once in a while. Like, what are you up to? We should hang. And I'm like, nope.
Never again?
No. Fuck. I never saw it. No. Never again. That was a depressing story.
And that was just 2 years ago?
No, that was like 4 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh. Just wondering. All right. Well, this was a tragic ending. Jake, did you think of one? It's okay if you don't have one.
No, I don't.
It's okay if your life has been so
fifth,
fucking
in the fifth, are you?
Perfect.
No, it's not. Trust me. have a girl I was kind of seeing. This was a long time ago, but a girl I was kind of seeing, found out that she was seeing multiple dudes.
Wait,
I know this girl, right?
You do.
Right.
You thought you were the only one?
I wish you could tell the
story. I know. It's almost like I wish I could tell the story and I could even say the name, but I can't.
I get it.
But we'll just say, me finding out, like, the multiple guy, like, we're talking the same time, not just like a few different guys.
And you knew the guys?
Oh, yeah.
That's the worst. That I would never do that. I have a strict, I won't fuck anyone you know policy. So if I'm like dating a guy, I mean, I've done it on accident. I won't lie. One time I was dating a guy and I went to a party with him and then some other guy I was hooking up with was there and I was like, oh, fuck. I felt really bad. But I never. And even like I was dating a guy I was really into, and then I found out one of my girlfriends used to date him. So I, like right away, I was like, really? "Yeah, we can't hook up."
What if it's been a long time? Like it was 10 years ago or something.
If they just fucked a couple times, it's okay.
Like if she cared about him, you're like,
"Yeah,
I get you."
Like I was dating a guy, and then I didn't know that my girlfriend had dated this guy seriously for like 3 years, like many years ago. But still, when I found that out, I was like, "That's too close to home. Like they like live together. I can't do that." Yeah.
But if your girlfriend was married now, then it's okay.
I don't know. No? Still weird.
Really?
I don't know. I guess it depends if how it ended. Because if it was a bad ending or she had hurt feelings over, I don't know. But I just try to avoid that. You know, okay. There's enough guys out there that haven't fucked my friends, I think. Anyway, you guys are amazing.
Wait, it's over?
It's over.
No.
Wait, this is over an hour.
We're I'm not going anywhere.
Over an
I'm staying.
It's a good time.
This is the end.
I'll sit here and talk to myself if I need to.
It's a fun podcast because it's just, you can really say anything.
Yeah,
I mean, you can.
Great.
It's funny when I have guys on who have girlfriends because they're much more, you can tell. You can tell when you talk to guys that have girlfriends, they think first before they answer everything.
Yeah. But the cool thing is, he found a unicorn. Like,
yeah,
she's so cool.
She's so cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Good job.
Thank you. And, well, John, actually, if I could tell the story I want to tell, would it not be
tell
no story.
It
would be the most epic fucking thing.
Who cares?
Ever.
No, I really.
This podcast would end up getting
don't
over
use
million.
Names.
I understand.
Can you do it without names?
I can tell you off the air.
Oh, well,
it's,
they don't
no,
care
but
about
it's
that.
One of those like.
You can't even
you'll
do
understand.
It without the names.
Yeah, you'll understand if I told you.
All right, well, we can't.
Next time, you know what? You could tell it without the names. You just need time to figure out how to tell it.
Tell it without the names and change the sport. So he's like, so I was playing NBA basketball and I was fucking Paula Abdul, a Laker girl. And then I found out Paula was also fucking Kobe. And she's also, is that basically the gist of it? LeBron. She's fucking. And then I found out LeBron was married. And then I was also fucking LeBron's wife. It was a crazy.
You basically just told the story.
I kind of figured.
Yeah, if it's crazy circusy like that.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. It's a small community you're in. It's like comedy. I mean, like, if you fuck a comic, you fucked all the comics because it's high school. You know what I mean?
Right. And they all talk.
Yeah, and as much as you try not to, you spend enough time with people in your profession, and eventually it starts to become somebody hooks up, then they hook up, then you find out they were. I hooked up with a guy. No, I just had a conversation walking across the street with a comic. We never kissed. Nothing ever happened. Another girl comic immediately starts texting me. I've been dating him for 3 years. And then,
whoa.
And I'm like, you've been dating him 3 years. I don't give a fuck. I didn't need to know that. We never even kissed or anything. And the next thing I know, like, me and this guy were like it was all over. People are like, I heard you're dating him. And I'm like, no, I never dated him. So I get how that
very happens. Small community.
It is. It is.
Very small.
Yes. That's why now I'm only fucking people not in entertainment. So if you're out there, hit me up. I'm sorry, John, you're in entertainment.
No, I'm quitting the business. I just quit the business effective. I just wanted to thank you for my send off of my last interaction and entertainment. It was really great to go out like this.
We have to go. Listen, I want everyone to listen to your podcast, Screen Junkies. And how can they find you guys and find the podcast? Tell them.
We are we're Action Junkies. It's on iTunes.
It is on iTunes.
Yeah.
Junkies, Action JUNKEEZ.
Yes, and they can follow you guys on Twitter at, what's your Twitter handle?
Ellenberger MMA.
Yes, and yours?
Just John Orlando.
At John Orlando. That's your so.
But lucky. I don't have an H. I'm just J-O-N.
Yes, he's
no
just
H.
John with a J-O-N. I will make sure to tweet out both your info. Everybody
so
will
nice.
Find you. And this was really fun. Oh, and your fight. You guys got to cheer on Jake. Does it even matter when people cheer? You need that, right?
Sure.
Helps?
Oh, yeah. Love it.
Cheer on Jake for the fight and give him some love. And
April
that's coming.
22nd.
April 22nd. Is that a pay-per-view thing?
That was on Fox.
Fox.
Dope.
Free on Fox. Free.
Oh,
free TV. Watch
shit.
Jake commit murder on,
right.
in a cage.
I'm
going to
watch.
Free.
But if I see you fake get hit in the balls, now I'm going to know what's up.
You'll know
you,
why.
If you go down from a kick in the nuts and be like, I don't know.
You'll be like, no. Yep.
All right. Well, I'm super happy you guys came. Thanks so much for being
Thank
here.
Thank you. This was fun.
Thanks for having us.
Of course. And you guys, make sure you follow All Things Comedy. Follow me if you don't at Kate Q Funny. And I'll see you guys next time. Bye.